Be filled with the Spirit. Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 to 21. Let us turn to a book of Ephesians, chapter 5, verses 15 to 21. Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil. Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. A while ago, a young church deacon shared his story with me. Everything has gone so wrong, and if there was no hell, I might have ended my life already. I am extremely stressed. When I get home, my children welcome me and my wife waits for me. Whenever I see them, I decide again that I will not do such thing again. But every time I go out, I no longer remember about what I have decided, and I go to places where I should not go to. I do things that I should not do. I repeat after repeating. I am having a hard time within me. I was a Christian even before I was born, as my mother was a Christian. But, as if the evil-spirited person cannot control his or her own mind, as if the evil leads that person, I am unable to control my own mind. That is right. We cannot do anything about faith by our own will. Living as a Christian is not something that we can control with our own strength. Even we try to live by faith, and try everything we could do to make an effort to do that, just like a dead fish swims according to the current of the water, we do not win against the given circumstances, sins and ourselves. We cannot deny that it is what we are like. We go with the flow of the world so easily. The Holy Spirit needs to help us. In Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6, "So he said to me, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord Almighty." What it means by my Spirit is Spirit of God. If the Lord is the way to the heaven, then the Holy Spirit is the guide along the way. The world we live in at the moment is like a barren land, like a desert, and without the presence and without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, we are not able to go on our ways correctly. Therefore, we need to ask the Holy Spirit for the right ways. We need to long to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Without the guidance of the Holy Spirit, it is like a blind walking without its walking stick. Have a look at the time of the early church. Compare the time of the Pentecost. Compare the disciples before the Pentecost, before the Holy Spirit came, and after the Pentecost. Before Pentecost, the disciples had a lot of weaknesses. But after they experienced the Holy Spirit in Pentecost, they were completely changed. Previously, they lived their lives according to their own wills. They put themselves on the center of their lives, but they were changed to live their lives centered on God. Their perspectives were changed, and the things that they owned, they started to view these as the things owned by God. These were the changes they had after they experienced the Holy Spirit in Pentecost. But receiving the Holy Spirit and filled with the Holy Spirit are two different things. Holy Spirit led us to believe in Jesus after coming into us when we decided to follow Jesus. In Romans, chapter 8, verse 9, there is this saying, "You, however, are controlled not by the sinful nature but by the Spirit, if the Spirit of God lives in you." And if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he does not belong to Christ. But being filled with Holy Spirit, this is about Christians who have accepted Jesus as their Savior, sourcing, deriving the power to win against the world. So verse 18 says, "Be filled with the Spirit." In other words, filled with the Spirit means being controlled completely by the Spirit of God. When we are completely filled with Holy Spirit, what we say would be different, how we think would be different, and our actions would be different. Our lives change to be the lives centered on God. A.W. Tozer said filled with Holy Spirit means being on fire for the eagerness to follow God and passion for Him. As the holy passion fills ourselves, we are unable to not pray and not do the work for the Lord with passionate heart. We once thought we were owners of our lives, but we get to change our perspectives. We then get to acknowledge that God is the owner of our lives. Therefore, we do not decide on things according to our own gut feelings. We get to ask Holy Spirit for the right ways as Him as our owner. In Matthew, chapter 6, verse 33, there is this saying, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." This is saying that we need to set our priorities on God. This is what being filled with Holy Spirit is about. Some time ago, a church deacon shared his story with me. At work, with his work colleagues, he does morning exercises every day and he used to drink beer after the exercise. He knew that he was a church deacon and because of that, he was not feeling comfortable about drinking beer. One day, he asked me, "When I was studying in Germany, I saw people drinking beer as soft drink, then is it a sin to drink beer?" What do you think I told him as my answer? If I told him that it is okay to drink beer, then I would have been called as a secular pastor. If I told him that he should not drink beer, then I would have been called as a fool. So I asked him in return, "Who is your owner of your heart?" "It is God, Holy Spirit and Jesus." "Then, do not ask me, ask your owner. Holy Spirit that is within me, if he is thirsty, does he drink a glass of beer? Would he?" Ask that question to yourself. Then for sure, Holy Spirit will advise you correctly, through conscience, through touch and through words. He will tell you what would be right and what would be wrong. If you feel uncomfortable, and if you think that it is not right, then you do not have to drink. That is right. The Holy Spirit informs us within us about what is right and what is wrong. So the Bible said, "Do not trouble the Spirit and do not put out the Spirit's fire." Apostle Paul showed us three kinds of features of the life, which is filled fully with Holy Spirit. A person filled with Holy Spirit is someone that is wise in using its given time more than anything else. Verses 15 to 16 says, "Be very careful, then, how you live, not as unwise but as wise, making the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." It is about properly knowing about the owner of time. Verse 16 says, "Be very careful, how you live." It means do not waste the time given. It is because the time is not mine, but the owner of time is someone else. A feature of a Spirit-filled person is that this kind of person has a perspective of a steward. This kind of person uses the time wisely and appropriately. A steward means a manager. We are managers of our time. An owner of time is God. Therefore, we should not waste our time. People treasure money more than time. But we need to be aware of the fact that we are not able to buy time with money. We know how to save money, but we do not know how to save time. We can earn money again, but the time which had already been passed, we are unable to get it back. An amazing fact is that 90% of key to success in life depends on time management. We all have been given the equal amount of time, but the result differs greatly depending on how we have spent the given time. Benjamin Franklin, who is famous in American history, left us saying like this, "If you love your life, do not waste your time. Time is an ingredient to make life." When he was alive, at one point in time, he was running a bookstore. One lad came and asked him to give him a discount for a book. Franklin rejected it. Although Franklin rejected the discount proposal, this lad continued to ask for a price reduction. Franklin did not put the price down but put it up. A customer got angry, "How could you possibly do that?" Then Franklin told him, "You have took away my time on and on and on. Then I have no other choice but to increase the price." When the customer heard it, he felt so embarrassed. He paid whatever price Franklin asked him for a book and went away.
That is right. Time is life. A waste of time is the same as a waste of life.
As raindrops gather together to form a lake, a river and sea, in the same way, 1 second, 1 minute, 1 day, 1 year, 10 years and 30 years have gathered together to form ourselves of today.
Grace lifts the value of time.
We need to have wisdom to use time wisely, rather than by quantity but by quality. For an emergency patient, who is in between life and death, a time of 5 minutes is way more critical than 100 hours in another person. It is because those 5 minutes can decide whether this person would be able to live or die. 5 minutes of a student preparing for university entrance exam is way more important than 100 hours of other students chatting away. It is wisdom to use the given time wisely, as quality time.
Satan attacks time.
Choose the right priorities of time. There are things that we need to do quickly and there are things that we can do slowly.
Also, there are things that we must do now, and there are things that we can leave it until next time.
Also, there are compulsory things and optional things. Holy Spirit gives us wisdom to manage our given time wisely.
The Bible says, "Do not waste the given time."
Time does not wait for us and time does not stay still for us.
In Ecclesiastes, chapter 12, verse 1, the Bible says, "Remember your Creator in the days of your youth, before the days of trouble come and the years approach when you will say, 'I find no pleasure in them.'" This tells us that there is a time of judgment for sure, so live accordingly. In Romans, chapter 12, verse 11 as well, there is this saying, "Never be lacking in zeal, but keep your spiritual fervor, serving the Lord." It is a warning to tell us that all of us need to use our time wisely.
A person filled with Holy Spirit tries to distinguish what the will of the Lord would be for life. Verses 17 to 19 says, "Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit. Speak to one another with psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord."
What is the will of the Lord?
Verse 17 says, "Therefore do not be foolish, but understand what the Lord's will is." A word "will" comes up 50 times.
Long for, wish for, be pleased with, enjoy, this is the meaning of the word "will."
It is living a life, understanding the will of God, distinguishing the intention of God in our lives.
Thus, there is this saying in verse 18, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit."
A will of the Lord is a heart of God. It is a wish of God for human beings.
Holy Spirit helps us to understand the heart of God and leads us deeper into the truth.
So Paul says in the 1 Corinthians, chapter 2, verse 10, "But God has revealed it to us by His Spirit. The Spirit searches all things, even the deep things of God."
In other words, Holy Spirit helps us to know about a heart of God, will of God, plans of God.
He is the one that gives us wisdom to know these things. And Holy Spirit leads us deeply into the truth.
Through the spiritual relationship, Holy Spirit helps us to distinguish the will of God.
John, chapter 16, verse 13 says, "But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on His own, He will speak only what He hears, and He will tell you what is yet to come."
That is right.
When we are completely led by Jesus, who is truth, we can then have a spiritually intimate relationship.
In Christian life, understanding the will of the Lord is a very important thing.
When the children are mature, they can understand the heart of the parents. In the same way, being able to understand the will of God can mean that it is a mature faith.
But there are two misunderstandings about the will of the Lord.
One thing is that when we decide on things, we make our own decisions according to our own gut feelings and we easily justify that it is the will of God.
While we pray, too, we want to base our prayers based on our wants and needs. We ask God for the things that we want and need. What we intend becomes the core value and the will of God becomes the rest. One more thing is that, the result that we got because of our own errors, mistakes and weaknesses, too, we reckon that these are the will of God. This is a very dangerous thought. Without distinguishing the will of the Lord, just putting all the results as the will of God is very wrong. Holy Spirit is not like that. Through Holy Spirit, we need to ask for understanding and we need to ask Him whether this is the will of God or not. When it is the will of God, have a look at the result that shows up. We get to enjoy joy and happiness. Verse 19 says, "Speak to one another with psalms, hymns and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord." What is more joyous than when we correctly understood the will of God? I know the testimony of missionary Yung-Gu Lee well. He graduated from Seoul National University and received a PhD degree from Harvard University. When he was about to come back to Korea, Holy Spirit spoke to him strongly about the will of God. His future was so bright and promising. Everything was guaranteed. But without any hesitation, this missionary left all behind him and left to Mongolia as a missionary. Now he left more behind him and left to Indonesia as a missionary. His heartfelt confession was like this: "The way I go is like a nomad's in heaven. A nomad is a person that moves on and on and on without a set destination. Like Abraham that did not know anything about his future, but followed only the words of God, it was a confession that he follows the will of God like a nomad in heaven. Wherever he went, the guidance of God was so evident. God never made him to lose. God also never makes us to lose. This is happiness that we will feel when we are filled fully with Holy Spirit and thus able to look for the right will of God. Being filled with Holy Spirit is not something that is only confined to inside us. It does not only stay within us. We also do not say with our lips only as well. As fruit in life, it shows up as joy, peace, happiness, hope and blessings. When a person is filled with Holy Spirit fully, things inside us show up and flow to others. A holy contagion spreads to others around us and it makes others to be happy. A person filled with Holy Spirit is a person that is like that. I pray and bless you all in Jesus' name, that you will also be filled fully with Holy Spirit every single day. A person filled fully with Holy Spirit gives thanks at all times. Verses 20 and 21 say, "Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Submit to one another out of reverence for Christ." Thanksgiving becomes a measure of happiness. It becomes a cornerstone. In verse 20, pay attention to two words, always, giving thanks. Thanksgiving and always means not just when things are going well but also when things are not going well, not just when we are healthy but also when we are ill, not just when we are successful but also when we had failures. This is a condition that overcame the circumstances. A while ago, I heard a confession from Reverend Jin Hong Kim. He had a cancer in pancreas, so he had an operation for it. After the operation, in 15 days, he drank a sip of water. But he found it so difficult to swallow and he was unable to breathe properly. He ran several meters in corridor area in hospital and he fell down on the ground. He cried out and confessed, "God, thank you. Do you know how grateful we should be for the fact that we are here in this place this time, in this worship service? There are people that want to be in this worship service but they are lying on hospital beds. There are a lot of people like that." A resident who is in the senior citizens care center told me that his hope is to go to church on Sunday and have a worship service. "How grateful are you for this opportunity to come to church and have this worship service in good health?" St. Francis once confessed, in his writing, titled As a Song of a Son, "I give thanks to God who gave me all." A word "all," it does not mean that all things are good things. It includes hard times and obstacles. After he experienced the grace of God, in his last piece of writing, he said that he gives thanks to God that allowed him to die even. When we give thanks, there is grace. I was touched when I saw the piece of writing that introduced about the six kinds of grace. Firstly, when we give thanks, our ways of thinking and perspectives change positively. Secondly, thankfulness is the best medicine for our soul and body. When we give thanks, our souls, spirits, body, too, get healed in a speedy way. Thirdly, when we give thanks, it becomes the best treatment for cancer. Cancer cells will lose their strength and will die. Fourthly, thankfulness is the best spiritual medicine in comforting our souls. When we give thanks, insomnia goes away, we get to relax in peace and we are able to sleep well. Fifthly, thankfulness is the best spiritual antiseptic. Thankfulness stops our souls from decaying and blocks Satan's from getting in our ways. The sixth point was that the real millionaire is not a person who has a lot of wealth, but it is a person that acknowledges thankfulness. That is right. Grace is about understanding thankfulness. Not just good things but bad things also. We get to understand that these are all things that we need to be thankful for. My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, long to be filled fully with Holy Spirit. If the Lord is the way to heaven, then Holy Spirit becomes the guide in our ways. Ask Holy Spirit for the right ways. Holy Spirit will guide us. In this time of corruption and depravity, without the guidance of Holy Spirit, we have no other choice but wander around. The Bible says, "You, a person full of Holy Spirit, save your time. The days are evil. Make the most of every opportunity, because the days are evil." Also, we need to be able to differentiate the will of God from all others. A spiritual world is like a chaos right now. And let us give thanks in our lives. There is God that works for us, despite unfavorable circumstances. When we look upon God, worries, anxiety will disappear and peace, joy and hope will overflow. This is a life of a person filled fully with Holy Spirit. I pray in Jesus' name that you will also be like that. Amen.